The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The death toll still rising in Valencia, many still missing after those devastating floods. Search and rescue operations still ongoing. Here to give us the latest is Graeme Keely, Spain correspondent for The Independent. Good morning, Graeme.
Good morning.
I think people will be familiar with the fairly devastating images that have been emerging from southern Spain. Can you bring us up to date with the latest?
Yes. As you said, authorities are searching in isolated rural areas for people who are missing, unaccounted for. These are mainly rural villages, in case they can find these missing people. I spoke to a man, Samuel Hernández, and he said his father had disappeared on Tuesday, abandoned his lorry, and had disappeared. So they were hoping for some good news that he would be found. It's typical of other families waiting, hoping for some good news. However, the Defence Minister, Margarita Robles, said last night that probably the death toll was likely to rise.
In terms of the resources for search and rescue for the cleanup operation, how stretched are they?
They're very stretched, particularly because it has emerged that the regional government in Valencia had recently disbanded an emergency services unit. This is, as you might imagine, created some controversy. However, the central government has tried to allocate national rescue service units from the army and from the police to try and help find people and to clear up the mess. Local people are mucking in themselves. I've just been watching pictures of farmers using their tractors to try and get rid of some of the mud in some of the worst affected areas. However, a big problem is that though we had this massive flash flooding, the water supply has been cut. So to clear up has proved very difficult.
And the scale of the devastation in terms of the geography of it, do we know how wide an area has been impacted?
Well, curiously, these were very localized floods. I just spoke to another man who's in a village in the... my village was hit badly and some people have lost everything. However, about a mile or two away, people had light rain, and in the city of Valencia itself, again, light rain, nothing, no real damage. However, what's important today is that the problem is not over, because Spain has issued another storm warning for Castellón, which is further up the coast between Valencia and Barcelona, and also in Tarragona, which is about an hour's drive south of Barcelona. So there could be more trouble on its way.
The European Union has made noises about offering help and assistance. To what extent is that lip service, or to what extent is that something that can be practically activated?
I think it can be practically activated. It's happened before when we've seen forest fires, for instance, in Portugal in the past. The question is, how quickly can they get aid from other countries to help clear up the mess? This is not going to be something that's done in a few days. The authorities, for instance, just said that the train line between Madrid and Valencia will be cut for weeks at least. So there's scope for European Union to come in and help.
I see reports that there are multiple days of mourning, official days of mourning, going to be called or have already been called by the Parliament. What's been the reaction? What's been the impact on locals?
Well, yes, the Prime Minister announced 3 days of a national mourning for the people who died. If you turn on Google, for instance, in Spain, you have a black ribbon, and that's to signify or to remember the people who died so far, or the number of people confirmed dead. The mood is somber, as you can imagine, and I suppose the country's really still in shock. A lot of people know people from that part of Spain. People will be sending messages to their friends, loved ones, to see how they are.
Graham, thank you very much for that update. That's Graham Keighley, Spain correspondent for The Independent. I'm joined now by Dermot Hurley. Dermot is founder and president of the Valencia Irish Cultural Association, and he's been living in Valencia for some time. Dermot, first of all, are you well and okay at the end of all of this?
I am, yes, personally. Thanks very much, Anton. We are very lucky, as Graham was mentioning previously, the town where I live, we were hit with high winds and some heavy rains, but there was no flooding, whereas less than 5 kilometres from here in the town of Ribarroja is completely isolated and cut off. Right now, the two bridges have been knocked out and their connections with the city have also been completely knocked out. So it's very localized, but it's from here to there.
It's localized, and from what I've been reading and hearing on people reporting into this program, that it has been, the extraordinary thing was the unpredicted rapidity of it. Can you walk us through how you experienced it?
Well, we have been having weather warnings saying there will be heavy rain for this week. It had been predicted, and yet. Until Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock, the meteorological service turned to a red alert. Now, this obviously caused, you know, some cancellations of events. However, schools were still open, public transport, workplaces were still open, and it wasn't until 8 p.m. that night that the regional government sent out an emergency stay-at-home warning. So this has been a cause of a lot of anger among people. As Graham said, people are still in shock, but this is also, people are angry about this because people think that many of the deaths and disappearances could have been avoided if people had been aware of the danger that they were in, because people were unaware.
At what point did it become clear to you that this was going to be significant?
I would have to say probably at about 3 p.m., which was when the first power cuts started. The phone signals and the internet were cut out at that point, and I realized that this was a storm which was probably one of the worst that I've ever experienced in my life, and definitely since I've lived here in Valencia.
So that was 3 p.m. When did you get the first indication? When did you get the first experience of the kind of problems that we are now seeing? Because the devastation, the sheer level of torrential flow of water through what are usually almost totally dry riverbeds, it must have been terribly frightening.
It was shocking, and as I've said before, and people have said, it's the not knowing, because, for example, many people here would have friends in lots of the different towns that are affected, and the internet and the social media were working very slowly. We were seeing videos, and it was almost unbelievable, because you would say, I know this village. I have stood on that bridge, which has now been, and you can see the videos of the bridges collapsing in real time. So this was a very worrying moment.
And of course,
now
the legacy,
very lucky.
All of that then leaves huge challenges for people just living their daily lives. If water has been cut off, if electricity is still cut off, if bridges are cut off, which means it's difficult to get rescue and to mm-hmm. get aid into the area, what are you seeing now in terms of the cleanup? How much of a challenge is that for local authorities and for people in the communities, and how is it progressing?
As Graham has mentioned, there There has been a lot of aid promised from the regional, the national government, and the European Union. We're seeing quite a quick rollout of a lot of that, even from Tuesday night into Wednesday, the cleanup. But I think that local people are pitching in. Everybody, as I say, everybody knows somebody. My wife has currently gone to. Gone to my sister-in-law's village in order to help with the cleanup, and there are many local people who are volunteering, donating much needed items. So there's a great community response to it as well. But I think that it's going to take a long time to recover from this.
In terms of the community impact, obviously there is a fairly vibrant Irish community in and around Valencia, and you're representative of some of that community because, as I said, you're president of the Irish or the Valencia Irish Cultural Association. What has the impact been on the Irish there, and what are you hearing from fellow Irish people through the Cultural Association?
Well, through the we've been very lucky in that a lot of the Irish community would live in the city centre, which as Graham has mentioned, the city centre escaped a lot of the flooding, and I guess this is due to previous floods having caused infrastructure projects to avoid just a repeat of that. So the city centre and the Irish community have recovered a lot. I know the owner of St. and Scholars Irish Bar was trapped overnight on the highway trying to get to his house, and equally another of our regular members, a singer, was trapped overnight in her car as she lives in a mountainous area quite close to some of the flooded areas. However, we've been incredibly lucky in that respect.
Well, I'm glad that both they and you are well. Dermot, thanks again for your time this morning. That's Dermot Hurley, who is founder and president of the Valencia Irish Cultural Association. And just to bring you up to speed on the latest reports suggesting that meteorologists in Spain are predicting more torrential rain on the way for some of the areas that were hit. And there's also reports that more than 1,000 soldiers from emergency response units in and around Valencia have been deployed to help with the cleanup and to help with search and rescue efforts.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.